Jerry Bader Show 925. Brewers lost last night to the one good player apparently the San Diego Padres have. 4-1. Cardinals lost to the Pirates, so a game and a half lead continues for the Milwaukee Brewers. Would have been nice if they could have picked up a game on the Cardinals. I'm just telling you, I feel it in my bones. This is going to be a September to remember in a pennant chase. I just do. Or one to forget. Well, it's going to be memorable. Whether you want to remember it is what remains to be seen. I do have a good feeling. I don't know why. Here's a question I've been asking all season long. Man for man, who's the better team? The Cardinals or the Brewers? If you go down the roster, that's a tough one, isn't it? At the beginning of the season, I said indisputably the Cardinals. I still lean sort of kind of that way. I think it's very close. I think the talent is as close as the race indicates. That's what I believe. And I think that means both are too close to call. Where do you see the glaring advantage? Well, first base, yeah. That's the Brewers versus pretty much any team. Yeah. All right, as you are aware, State Senator Joe Lipom conceded finally the Republican primary for the nomination for the 6th Congressional District to fellow State Senator Glenn Grothman. The post-gaming on what happened, because I think most people consider Joe Lipom the favorite. He lost to State Senator Glenn Grothman. A couple of political operatives, including Mark Grawl, who is well-known in political circles, credited talk radio, or blame talk radio. If you support Joe Lipom, you blame talk radio. If you support Glenn Grothman, you credit talk radio. All depends how you look at it. By name, my friend Charlie Sykes is mentioned as having a lot to do with it. Charlie, of course, would graciously accept that credit. I would be careful on a couple of fronts. This, and I'm not saying this is Mark Grawl's intent, although Grawl is an establishment guy and certainly wanted the establishment candidate Joe Lipom to win. I'm not saying Mark Grawl is blaming talk radio, but here's what's going to happen. Saying talk radio is credited with Grothman is going to be used. See, it took radical talk radio to get that radical Glenn Grothman nominated. This is going to be used against Glenn. The belief is that the southern area of the 6th Congressional District was carried for Glenn by Milwaukee conservative talk radio. Charlie came out and endorsed, said he was voting. He lives in the 6th, I don't. Said he was voting for Glenn Grothman. All right, there is something I will now let you in on. Before Charlie did that, I would not make an endorsement in that race. I didn't have a vote, but I said I believed Glenn was going to win. I'm going to let you in on something. I had been made privy to what internal campaign polling was saying. It was pretty clear Glenn was going to win before Charlie did that. Quite frankly, at the time, I thought it was a pretty safe pick by Charlie because I believe Glenn was going to win. Now, to contradict myself a little bit, what I was led to believe didn't happen, that Glenn was going to win more comfortably than he did. If Dewey Strobel hadn't been there, state representative from about roughly the same area that State Senator Glenn Grothman serves, and everybody agrees on this, he would have blown Joe's doors off. Joe really only won, really, in his home base areas of Sheboygan and Manitowoc counties, and he won Manitowoc County the most overwhelmingly because he shares some of Sheboygan County with Glenn Grothman in their Senate districts. Is Milwaukee Talk Radio a factor? I think a minor one. And I'm not trying to poo-poo the impact Talk Radio can have. For example, Milwaukee Talk Radio, I think, carried the day for David Clark, the sheriff down there. And Clark has said that, and I absolutely agree with that. I don't see as much of an influence here. It did have an influence. This show had less of an influence because it's in the northern part of the district. But clearly, there was an influence. The biggest thing, Joe Leibom ran a bad campaign. It was safe. Safe almost never wins. He was waiting for Glenn Grothman to have a Todd Akin eruption. It didn't happen, and no one else called out the old things Glenn Grothman said for Joe Leibom. Joe played it safe, and he lost. That's got as much to do with his defeat as anything. I'm not trying to diss my fellow talk shows. I'm just saying I had seen the numbers, and this wasn't a surprise. Or I had been made aware of the numbers, I should say. It wasn't a surprise. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roof.